Welcome back, y'all, to Rosie on the House. The outstanding question before they gave us the fourth hour was, do you think Rosie can stay up for 4 hours? We're about ready to find out, because this is the second week of a four-hour Rosie on the House. Let's get to the phones, and let's take Dennis, who's been holding the longest, and see if we can get his answer taken care of. Good morning, Dennis, calling from Chandler. How can we help you, my friend?
Good morning, Rosie. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, bud.
I have a water heater I bought from one of the home stores. I installed it in 2008. It had a 12-year warranty.
Okay.
Now it's leaking out of the cold inlet on top of the tank.
Uh-huh.
And I can dry it up, and it takes like a day to fill up this little indent. And it doesn't seem like it's coming from the water supply. And how do I get a warranty service on that? Do I go back to the store or the manufacturer?
Isn't there a big stamp on the water heater that says if you have a warranty problem, don't go back to the store?
I have seen that, and that's why I have the question. Who do I see?
Well, usually that big sticker gives you an 800 number to call, and then they have certified warranty providers. Now, the fact you installed it yourself, you know that. Now, when you installed it, you know you have copper coming in. Copper lines, okay. And then you have like a galvanized nipple that goes down into the water heater?
Yeah. I went from the copper to steel braided line for the service for the hot and cold.
Okay. Okay. So the copper supply line comes out of the wall, and you soldered on what we call a male adapter, and then you screwed on a stainless supply female nut to that.
Yes.
Then you took it to the water heater, and then you had to have a galvanized nipple screwed down into the water heater, and then the other end of that nut stainless braided line screws onto that, right?
Right. Yeah. I think that the water heater had a male end coming out of the top of it.
It did. Okay. We may have not put a dielectric connection in there. When we go galvanized to copper, we have to use a special fitting so that there's no corrosion or current running through that particular apparatus that rusts it out quicker. So what you might want to do is take a picture of that and get it into the wherever you bought it and ask them, hey, did I install this right? Call the 1-800 number. But that may be where our dilemma is, Dennis. That's my number one suspicion.
Okay. Well, that leads me in the direction I need to go.
Okay, go check it out and then let me know how it works out, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
Plumbing is the one of the trades I'm the least experienced in. And matter of fact, we regularly have plumbers in, and we just take plumbing questions because it's not my specialty.
And it's one of those topics, as soon as you get one call on it, you get 50 calls on it.
Is that what's happening?
Are they all
plumbing questions
today? Just historically speaking, it's one of those that generates a lot of calls. And hot water is one of those things that you don't realize until you don't have it, just how much you appreciate hot water at your tap.
It's a real convenience.
Oh,
and we're
going
to be talking in the next hour, when was hot water introduced to the White House? We're going to be talking about the building and the remodeling stages of our presidential palace in the United States of America called the White House. That's in the 10 o'clock hour.
It's always had hot water. They had guys out there heating up water in big stoves and carrying it in, Mr. President. Are you talking when it was plumbed into faucets?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I do know they had to reinforce Taft. He was a 300-pound man.
Yes, he was.
And they had to reinforce the floor below his bathtub.
Yes, they did.
So was that before or after it had hot water running to it, though?
That was before Sybil Ferguson started the Diet Center. Let's go to Marilyn, calling from Tucson. Good morning, Marilyn. How are you this gorgeous Arizona Saturday morning?
I'm fine, except my smoke detector's driving me crazy.
Okay, they can do that.
It keeps chirping at me, and it's not up there anymore.
And it's not up there anymore?
No, we took it down.
And And so you
what we did was we put a new battery in, and it wouldn't stop. You know how you plug you plug the new battery into the wiring in the house.
Right.
And it kept chirping and chirping, so we took it down, and it still chirps whether it's connected or not.
Wow.
Now, and that's a problem? Is that annoying?
Yeah, it's a little annoying, yeah.
Marilyn,
especially when you try to sleep.
Marilyn, you have genuinely stumped me, darling. So hang on. I'm going to give you a phone number right now.
All right. I have to get a pencil.
Okay. I'll wait a minute while you get a pencil. We have we do have a Rosie certified security contractor. The man's name is Jared. His company is Tekna Security.
And out of Casa
Tekna. Yeah, he's
out of Casa Grande, but works up to Phoenix, to Black Canyon City, and down to Green Valley, south of Tucson.
Right, does a lot of work in Tucson. You'll really like him. Just give him a ring.
And
the company's Tekna, T-E-K-N-A, T-E-K-N-A, Tekna Security. Owner's name is Jared Wright. And the number, it's a toll-free number, 877-835-6287. The smoke detect, the non-stop chirp smoke detector.
Oh, I would shoot it. That would drive me up the wall.
Usually by the time you disconnect the battery and disconnect it from the wiring, it's dead. So I don't know. I'm going to have to call Jared on Wednesday and say, hey, Jared, what, give me the answer to that one. I didn't know that one.
What'd you have to do?
Hey, before we take the next call, let me do a couple minutes on something. We like to inform our Arizona homeowners. We like to educate them, but we also like to entertain them. So we like to have a little fun. And one of the most fun things we do at Rosie on the House, you'll find it on the homepage. And as I'm covering this, if you'd like to get in, we do have open lines because I took care of those couple calls, 1-888-767-4348. We like to talk about traveling Arizona. And we've got a couple events coming up, both with the Arizona Fish and Game Department and a couple of other facilities. We've got a group I'm a part of, Wildlife for Tomorrow, actually is sponsoring a Tres Rios Nature Festival. This is a fabulous, absolutely fabulous family event. You get the kids out there. It's hands-on exhibits. It's go fish lesson. It's splish and splash for access to canoes and kayak. It's bird's eye viewing. It's bull's eye visiting with beginner archery classes. It's entertainment. It's food. It's recycling fashion show. It's the 2015 Tres Rios Nature Festival. Get outdoors and experience nature. For more information, go to tresriosnaturefestival.com or call 623-333-2400. Tres Rios Nature Festival, west side of Maricopa County. It is absolutely a fabulous family event brought to you by the city of Avondale, and they've done a great job with it. They've really built it up to quite an event. So that's one thing you can do. That's an Arizona staycation. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com, register for the Arizona staycation, and when you win, we pick a winner every month. We're going to start talking. It seems like we've had a lot of winners that are just kind of stacking up their vacations. We've got like four or five winners that are, they all wanted to go at the springtime of the year, so we're going to have a lot of people out on the road. But you get to go to Sanderson Ford and pick out whatever car is in their demo lot. We're going to give you that car for 3 or 4 days. We're going to fill it up with gas. We're going to give you a gas card. We're going to find out where you want to go. We have lodging partners that have signed on to this program from all across the state of Arizona. We contact one of those lodging partners. We get you to stay for free. We get you an ability to dine for free. So it's really an entire Arizona staycation that you can only win one place at Rosie on the House. And that's sponsored by Sanderson Ford and our good friends at Arizona Highways
and Arizona Office of Tourism pitch in and help us a lot when we're trying to realign some new lodging partner for somebody that wants to go someplace we don't have a lodging partner. So it's a lot of fun.
And there's always a gift basket, Soretta candy, cactus candy. After last weekend, I think we're going to have to add Coyote Odie to the gift bag.
Oh, absolutely. Holy cow, man.
Downtown Glendale is like treat center.
Yeah, it is.
They've got the Soretta's right there. Coyote Odie's around the corner. I have to find out what else that's missing. Their downtown stretch right there on Glendale from about Grand Avenue to Pratt's Pet Shop about 55th Avenue. That's a really neat downtown.
Look, here's another great family event to get your kids outdoor. Arizona Game and Fish Department, along with the Tread Lightly team, are doing a cleanup of Table Mesa Road. Actually, Wildlife for Tomorrow, the group I'm associated with, also helped sponsor this. So it's a family event. The last time we had one of these cleanup events, we had 400 volunteers show up.
Wow.
Is that cool?
What do you
do? Is that cool?
Are they going to grade it for us finally?
No, they're not going to grade it. No, they just go in and get it cleaned up. It says volunteers should bring water, work gloves, hat, sunscreen, trash pinchers, buckets, wear long pants and sturdy shoes. You can bring your four-wheel drives or OHV vehicles. The quads are kind of helpful. And they just get in there and they clean up the place from all of the slobs that leave their trash out there. So get out there. They do need to RSVP because they're going to feed everybody lunch. They're going to feed everybody lunch. So
this is Game and Fish?
This is Game
and Fish. So it's not tax funded?
Well, it's Game and Fish is helping put it on, but it's also with the Bureau of Land Management, the Discount Tire sponsoring, Arizona Off-Highway Vehicle Coalition, Arizona Firearms, Barlow Adventures, Boone and Crockett, Congressional Sportsman's Foundation, the NRA, National Shooting Sports, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Safari Club International, and Wildlife for Tomorrow. So you've got it. You've got to RSVP. And you do that at Evan, E-V-A-N, Evan, at treadlightly.org. Two great events coming up. That Tres Rios is the first weekend in March. This is March 1.
Oh.
So first couple of weekends of March, you've got a great opportunity to get the kids and the family outside and experience this great state.
Table Mesa is not that far. Just above the New River exit a couple miles. You're looking at probably 12 miles above Anthem. And I'm assuming it's Table Mesa when I said grading it, I was thinking east to Bloody Basin. But they're probably Table Mesa into Lake Pleasant. And now we're free, I would guess. Anyway,
I'm reading.
That driving into the top of, I don't think it's.
I'm quite sure this is going to go west. Head west on Table Mesa Road.
Yeah. And I wouldn't imagine they do this during a period where it's off limits to the Eagles. So you get right there at the riverhead where.
The Bald Eagle closed area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming they're not doing the cleanup during the close time. So you can get all the way to the river. Go jump
and
in
we
and
don't want them to, and we don't want them to grade the road to the east.
No,
because that's one of the best places in Arizona. You grade that road, and people are just—it's
going to be trash, and we're going to have to do another volunteer.
Right. If you'd like to try a four-wheel drive road, that's a real challenge. Get to Table Mesa Road and go east. I think it's actually closed.
Really?
Yeah. As you,
I wouldn't imagine
as you
approach, that flash flood.
Yeah. As you approach,
out a lot of
the head of the Agua Fria back up in there somewhere. I think it's actually closed. So. Better check with Tonto National Forest before you try that trip.